Nucky Thompson, Arnold Rossi.
Give me your blessing. I kill them all. And when I do, they're gonna call you Joe the King.
If I was Eddie from the coop.
You think I wanted him here?
He comes back. You pick up the phone, you hear me?
I swear, Eli, on my kids.
You should come with me.
Okay. It's hard to know what to say to you.
Say anything you want.
Andrew Mellon is the head of the Treasury Department. He's responsible for enforcing prohibition, and he despises Harry Dart.
A few days from now, Treasury agents will arrest George Remus for multiple violations of the Volstead Act,
including the purchase of government liquor permits from a close associate of the Attorney General of the United States.
Where are we with the pony?
A tip?
For Emily's birthday. Leave it to me, I'll get her all fixed up.
Lost an earring. Those hummingbirds you gave me.
I'll buy you new ones.
Are you familiar with Babette's?
I ate there with Nucky before I've fallen out.
He'll be dining there this evening with Mr. Rothstein.
Good, I can't fucking see straight.
That'll pass.
And the ringing in my ears?
Tinnitus. Consistent with concussion. Are you experiencing any numbness?
I only wish. Everything fucking hurts. Particularly my head.
The powders aren't helping? The phenacetin?
He's very stubborn not to take his medications.
Because they don't work. Why don't you give me something stronger?
I could prescribe laudanum, but it's just as likely to give you headaches. What you need is bed rest. Your brain's been injured. Needs time to heal.
Call Eddie. Get him over here.
But I am here.
Not you, my brother.
Eli.
That's what I said. Jesus.
I will call him right away.
One of the symptoms of concussion is a temporary lack of mental acuity, which can come and go. Feeling in a fog. Confusion.
Gotta get dressed.
Easy does it.
I'm fine. Just.
All right. I'll just lie down for a minute. You're very fortunate, Nucky. An explosion like that, a few feet closer,
it out, Carl.
It's a backwards one. Come back here with that. Come back here. Come on, Regina. Drop it.
Ginger, Mommy!
It's not a game. Drop it. Come back here. Thompson, sweet. Who's calling, please? I asked you first. Because the first...
Thank you, young man. Mr. Thompson's room, how may I help you?
You're to give yourself a proper scrubbing.
What's the difference? We're not going anywhere. We're not, are we?
We can go downstairs to the Palm Court for cakes.
Can't we order room service?
Make your bed.
They will deliver the decorations shortly.
All the furniture in the living room needs to be moved out.
I will call down to the staff.
I asked you to make your bed.
The maid will do it.
There won't always be maids. Stop it! You're driving me mad! Where is Mr. Slater?
It's in there.
I'll
be a prat. Better ring.
May I speak with you?
Sent up a three. How's the children's wing?
A bit catchy.
I can't blame them.
And a birthday party on top of it.
I'll be content once it's underway.
Not a wandering vagrant this time, is it? Knowing nothing doesn't make it better.
It's Mr. Rossetti. As you probably guessed.
What did Enoch do to him?
Said no. And he wanted to hear yes.
That's all.
Sometimes that's enough.
He's more than welcome to take his dog back.
This won't last forever.
I know. It's for our own safety, and there's no point in complaining.
That's not what I meant. And this is all sorted. You and I.
What did Dr. Saran say?
Huh?
What did...
I have impetigo.
Really?
Might as well. She never gets anything right.
Should you be doing that?
What? You're muttering.
I said, do you think it's wise...
We need to discuss something. The three of us, right now. What happened? The pony.
I'm sorry.
The pony. The pony. The goddamn pony.
We didn't buy a pony.
Why the hell not? Wasn't I clear on this?
Because, as it turns out, we're living in a hotel. And they don't allow horses. Not even small ones.
Well, that's a shame. Just a crying shame. For that angel. When it's going to be her birthday...
I don't think it's the most important concern right now. Do you?
What do you think?
Mrs. Thompson's right.
There's got to be a party.
There will be. It's all arranged for tomorrow.
That just is going to have to happen. We'll have it here. So let's get started on that. Let's get the wheels turning.
Mr. Thompson, sir.
Enoch?
Did you say something?
I said it's being taken care of.
I don't know what to tell you. It's just a little sideline, is all.
If you sell alcohol, the sheriff's department, gets a piece of it. That was made very clear.
It's just a few quarts of homebrew, Jerry.
The amount doesn't matter. You saw how things can get out of hand. You answer to me, and I keep it all straight with the big Ike on the boardwalk. That way there's no confusion. Now, I'll let it go this once, but are you listening to me? Don't walk away when I'm talking.
Sheriff Ramsey, give me the Ritz-Carlton in Atlantic City. Lucky Thompson's room.
Right,
wait. You and you with me. You guys, cover the back.
Howdy, Sheriff. What's new on the prairie?
Jeff. Good to see you again.
What's so good about it? You miss my company? You like the way I look? You're some kind of fanook?
Just ready to get back to business.
No kid. You've been twiddling your thumbs, waiting for me to show up. Just a minute.
There's no need for any of that. You know me. I'm flexible.
Not for much longer.
These goddamn reporters, they're relentless.
They're insisting on a statement, not.
We could say an anarchist,
like that explosion on Wall Street.
It's the one they let go carry a grudge.
Well, whatever it was, we're just glad you're okay.
When are we rebuilding anyway?
Maybe I talk to you about that.
What's it got to do with you?
That's what I want to talk to you
Shut
about.
That goddamn shade.
We don't got to do this now, no?
Take a minute. Did you get so uppity?
Come again.
Work on my shoes later.
This is Mr. White.
Gas.
You want to buy carbon?
I bet. Tell them it was a gas leak. It was a faulty valve. That's what caused the explosion.
Well, that makes sense.
Give me some water. Don't I have someone who answers that?
Mr. Thompson's room. Who is calling, please?
Have an inspector come out. Certify the other lines on the boardwalk are sound. Guarantee the public there's no danger.
You should be at the hospital, handing out flowers to the victims. Take a photographer. Teddy, this is business. You can't just walk in and...
The man is on the phone.
What man?
The gypsy.
Gentlemen, if you please.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, Nuck. We'll take care of it.
Everything's all right. Go to your mother.
I'll be at the hospital.
Hello?
I want to read you something from the paper.
Pluck my heartstrings. I don't know why.
Lights dimmed all along the Rialto last night for a fallen star who had just begun to shine. Lillian Kent was the light-making, arms akimbo turn and dizzy Izzy brought a glow to an otherwise dim season, was remembered by a glittering array of Broadway's brightest.
What were we talking about? The party?
The gas leak.
Don't tell the kids about it. It'll just upset them.
Nobody's talking about telling kids anything.
They'll find out. Everyone finds out soon enough. You know what I'm saying, don't you?
I'm not sure that I do.
One day you wake up and you realize what's been going on.
You hung up before I had a chance.
To do what?
Offer condolences. From me and Joe Masseria.
Was it him? What was it?
What the fuck are you doing?
Stopping you before you wreck the whole floor.
What goddamn hell do you think you are? Who is he?
That's your brother, Nuck. You need to catch a hold of yourself.
Frankie Yale, Waxy Gordon, Peg Leg Lonergan, and Bill Lovett in Brooklyn. Torrio, if he'll come, and Arnold Rothstein, we need to get them here as soon as possible.
What for?
Joe Masseria is backing Giprizzetti, so I'll need to kill them both.
Joe Masseria has an army.
That's why we're going to need help. Don't look at me that way. What I'm saying makes perfect sense.
Mad Anthony Wayne. Anthony. He was Italian?
I'm not sure. But he was a brigadier general in the Continental Army. On his way to the Battle of Monmouth County, he spent 2 days encamped here in Tabor Heights.
Did the town, huh?
We're ready over here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First things out the way, thank you for coming. Those of you who were curious, and those who were maybe escorted here. My name is Mr. Rossetti. My associates and me have taken an interest in your town and are going to be here for a while, so we thought it only neighborly to introduce ourselves. In return for your hospitality and any inconveniences may cause, we're offering a monthly give back. Tell them how much we're offering.
A double C apiece.
In English.
$200 a month.
Which is a pretty square deal for keeping your mouth shut. Wouldn't you say, Sheriff Ramsey? He's a good man, your sheriff. And he's going to keep on sheriffing. Same as you all are going to keep doing whatever it is you do. Barbers cut hair. Cooks cook. Librarians keep checking out books because it's very important to read.
What happens when Bible camp opens?
Bible camp's canceled. And I'm not really doing questions and answers right now, dear.
What do you think?
Now, if you'll all step over to the table here to collect your money, be sure to write your name and address.
What do you need that for? Bookkeeping. We'd like to know who we're doing business with.
Come on, what's the big secret?
It's not done yet. Okay.
all done.
Well, well.
That's the train, that's the station, and that's the little boy.
And what's that?
That's the rhinoceros.
What's he doing there?
Waiting to go home.
Mississippi choo-choo train, take me to my home again.
Richard.
Yes.
Did you want something?
Tomorrow night, there's a meeting at the American Legion.
One of your gatherings.
To discuss war service compensation. I would make up the hours.
You want the evening off?
If you don't mind.
That doesn't look like a rhinoceros.
Let's not make a habit of it.
Thank you.
Mississippi choo-choo.
The rhinoceros is waiting for the train.
I love to see the steam when you start puffing. It looks like the icing on a sugar muffin. Blow your whistle, ring your bell. Pull down your throttle and run like
it. It's 6:30. Don't you have an appointment shortly?
I didn't realize the time. I'm sorry.
Tommy, where are you going?
With Josephine.
No, Chipmunk, you stay here. Tommy, ladies need time to themselves. Yes?
Mr. Remus? Mr. Remus, stop!
George Remus?
Yes.
You're under arrest for violating Title II of the Volstead Act, with particular reference to Section 7.
You're making a mistake.
I'm correcting one.
No. No, you can't do this. Remus doesn't get arrested. Not in his own home. Not anywhere. Remus is paid. Remus kept receipts.
What receipts?
From Jess Smith, Doherty's man.
Then Randolph will be very interested in seeing them.
Bored. I want the cake. When is she gonna open the presents?
Hey.
Cake is yummy. Aw. Aren't we going to have any cake?
We're waiting for your uncle.
Can't we just save him a piece?
Is there anything I can do?
He's in a bit of a tentative state. Why don't we just...
Daddy!
Daddy!
What's all this?
It's Emily's birthday party.
No one told me.
It was your idea. You insisted.
Where are you getting that from?
It doesn't matter now. Let's just...
Go around flinging accusations.
I'm not accusing...
Halo, please... There are children. Happy birthday, Hummingbird.
I thought you weren't coming.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss this for the world. Did you ride your pony?
What pony?
Your birthday pony.
Your father means that pony.
Why are there 8?
One extra for luck. And
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily.
Happy birthday to you.
Cake, cake, cake.
Now
suppose.
Happy, 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 happy birthday.
All right, now. Maybe you need to go and have another.
We've got to have cake. No party without a cake. Let's carve it up,
yeah,
huh?
Cut it
Let's
up.
Slice it wide open.
I will take care of that.
I'm on top of it, Bismarck. What do you want? The gypsy? I mean the pony? Okay.
Oh, boy.
Enoch, stop it.
What's wrong?
You upset her.
No. It's not a real... horse, look. See? It's all make-believe. No one got hurt. It was a gas leak. No matter what you hear, it was just an unfortunate...
He's resting. I put a cold cloth on his head.
For your drink?
No, thank you. But help yourself.
Never one for a truth to tell.
That's funny then, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Our whole lives center around it. Everything we say or don't say. All in those bottles.
It's just a business in the end.
Is business meant to be like this?
That's the man buried in the coal mine. Or digging the canal, working the slaughterhouse. No one asks where what they want comes from. They just want it. And then believe what suits them.
And that's your peace with it?
And there's no halfway. And there's no excuse either. I'm in it now. And when I'm done, I'll walk away.
Do you mean to?
In a year. 2 years.
Why not now?
Is that what you want? If it is, say it. Say it and we'll go.
Would have to be far.
We're thousands of miles already. What's a few more?
You don't think I would. That's why you're asking.
No. Not as complicated as you.
He just needs to rest. Colors.
I let the florist pick it. I suppose we go in.
Thank you.
Miss Sikorsky.
Good evening, Phil.
Mr. Gardner.
Richard and Miss Sikorsky.
You just said that.
I like the way it sounds. Is your pop coming?
Not on his kind of occasion.
Maybe not. I'm glad you could make it, though. Plenty of grub and libations. I'll see you two on the dance floor, hmm?
This punch.
Would you like some?
I meant for you.
Sounds like a good place to start. Well, here you get a house break. Well, here's a surprise. You're looking for your pal? Go on. She's waiting to see you. You're awful. What? That's good.
What is this now?
Oh.
You're not to get up now.
I'm fine.
You're not.
Just don't know why everyone's whispering.
You've a concussion. If you don't rest, you'll make it worse. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Did she like the party?
Yes. Yes, she liked it.
She rode the pony? No, wait. We didn't get a pony. I told you not to.
That's right.
Pony in a hotel. Don't be ridiculous. You don't want to spoil them. Raise them right, but don't spoil them.
That's worth keeping in mind.
And you found your earring.
What?
The earring you lost. The little bird.
No. But I'm sure it'll turn up. Come in.
Don't mean to interrupt.
You're not.
How you doing?
Fine. Just stop mumbling. It's irritating.
We should have a discussion, if you're up to it. You want to do it here, or...
Let's go to the office.
Are you all right, Doc?
Wasn't I standing?
You're all right.
Let's talk here.
I'll go.
Stay. You belong here with me. Well?
For tonight, except Torrio. If we were to call it off at this point...
If we tell him
there's no reason for that.
Just, if we did, the way things stand, it already could go either way.
In terms of their support?
For what you suggested. Regarding the man in Little Italy and the other one. And I think, we both think, in your condition...
It's not likely to go in our favor.
They'll need to feel as if you're firmly in control of the situation.
Arnold Rothstein, Waxy Gordon, Frankie Yale, Peg Leg Lonergan, and Wild Bill Lovett. They're all coming. They're going to sit down. When the meeting's over, Joe Masarea will be a dead man. Chip Rossetti won't have anyone to protect him, and I'll wear that fucking Dago's guts like a necktie. Was I slurring my words?
No. Clear as a bell.
Would you mind if I asked you for some ice water?
Boats out there. Lights.
Come on, keep it going. Let's go.
Wrong road, they call it.
Left
there. They send our boats out, they come back full of booze. From the beach here to the trucks.
Come on.
From the trucks, a little Italy, 6 hours later, we're sipping scotch.
That boat's got the whiskey, that goes down to 18.
What do you think?
I think you'll make some problems for me. Rothstein. Lucky Thompson.
I had a tip they was both going to be in the same place.
Ah. But you're not prepared properly.
I had to move fast, boss.
Boss? I thought you said king. Huh? Problem is all. Soon not all. Vedete il lavoro.
Lo giuro. 2 anni manti di madre.
Bravo. Sta lì a casa. Che so? Era da fuori, con i marchitori. Era di roba. Proprio. 1000 anni ci mise. Per diventare così liscio. Questo business nostro. Ci vuole tempo. Che se i picciotti sono fedeli. Sono buoni solo per chi sa. You learn. You grow. Maybe one day you'll make a good general. I'm on it, huh?
Come on, you fucking...
fancy footwork.
We're just watching.
He doesn't want to put the rest of us to shame.
Really?
Sure. He's the one who taught Arthur Murray.
Who?
Arthur Murray.
The song I've been waiting for. Why do you have to be such an ass? I don't know what I'm doing.
Put your hand on my shoulder. Step by now.
What do we do for a finish?
Put your arm up. Trust me.
Give him something to think about.
15 minutes to 10.
Are they here yet? Rothstein?
No.
The fuck.
Please.
Did you order his milk and cake?
I did.
Eats like a fucking child. What time is it? Don't stare at me like I'm an idiot. I asked you a question.
It is now 13 minutes to 10.
My jacket.
Yeah. For you, please. Oh, but this is the gentleman of 80.
To worry.
Found what? This belongs to someone else.
It does?
Yes.
Everything I touch, you have to understand. No matter what you think of me, there's no walking away. It doesn't work like that. I do it to them, or they do it to me. That's all there is.
And the men in your office?
Either they're with me and we go to war, or they'll smile, shake my hand, and walk away. I'll be alone. And that's as good as dead.
You can hear me.
Yes.
You know who I am.
You're Margaret Schroeder.
Margaret Thompson.
My wife. Sorry. My wife.
You need to get up. You need to finish getting dressed. And you need to attend to your business. Do you understand? I hope you're satisfied.
With what?
Tommy wandered onto the girls' floor.
What happened?
What do you think happened? You're meant to keep a watch on such things instead of running off at night. I gave him more milk with rum to calm him down.
I'm sorry.
The damage is already done. Although I'm sure you had a stimulating meeting.
You okay?
I'm gonna go home.
Mr. Torrio sends his regrets.
How thoughtful.
Well, Chicago's a distance. I wouldn't worry about it.
Open the door, and don't stand close to me.
We'll go as soon as we're able.
You all came here on short notice. I appreciate that. And I won't waste anyone's time. Each of us has our own interests. Each of us has our own needs. None of us can proceed without the goodwill and trust of our friends. I'm looking forward to the future. There's going to be new opportunities, great opportunities. With sympathetic allies in Washington and new markets opening up to the West, all the way to Chicago. Opportunities I intend to share to the benefit of all of us. Expansion, cooperation, profit, peace. Isn't that what we all want?
You're singing a different tune from last time I come.
I've reconsidered my position, Frank.
I don't blame you.
I have a right to protect myself.
What's that got to do with us?
We're neighbors, Waxy.
I got no beef with Rossetti.
Not yet.
I don't go looking for a fight.
Neither do I. But I'm in one.
That's your bad luck.
And next time it'll be yours, Mr. Lonergan. Or Bill's, or Frank's. And if you weren't already thinking that, you wouldn't have come here tonight. Italians, Irish, Jews, we could be at each other's throats, or we could set rules here that we can all prosper by, now and forever.
How would we work that?
Joe Masarea is backing Kip Rossetti to steal what I've built, what I've struggled for on the steps of my own home. I'm going to fight him. I'm going to win. I need your help. In exchange, I'll be proud to call every one of you my partner.
Those present accepted your invitation out of respect for our past dealings.
And to show our genuine concern for your well-being.
What does that mean, Arnold?
It means everyone here wishes you all the luck in the world.
You won't back me? Is that what he persuaded you to do?
It didn't take persuading.
I warned you. You wouldn't listen. Now look where we are.
What did you tell them?
That business with you is more trouble than it's worth.
You're letting emotions get in the way of sense.
Have you known that to be a habit of mine? Sorry, Moira. No need to spend the night.
I won't forget this. You hear me, Arnold? I will not forget. Arnold? 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 Arnold?
I'll be that Zufu, Mufu Grand, and the king of the bungalows. When on the polka dome I'll take my sagaragadan, then I'll be the D.R., the Mikey Daddy Magadan, be the Dooga-looga, Dooga-dooga-dooga Grand, and the king of the bungalows, Dooga-dooga-dooga.